I'm here at Jodrell Bank with Dr. Tim O'Brien, who works for Manchester University, and we are talking a little bit about Silsila, which is an artwork that Tim has worked on. Tim, tell us about the sounds from space.
Yeah, well, I was responsible for providing some of these sounds from space. And that's a funny thing, that, because I guess people think that there isn't really any sound in space quite often. If you remember Alien, the film, the tagline was, "In space, no one can hear you scream." And in fact, there are sounds in space. And we've sort of collected together a number of those that we've recorded with our telescope. And one of the main ones that we've picked up on is things called pulsars. And actually, they feature quite strongly in Silsila. These are actually the remnants of exploded stars. So when some stars reach the end of their lives, the sort of outer layers expand out, but the centre part of the star collapses in on itself under its own weight, and it ends up making a sort of dead star the size of a city, but it weighs about as much as the sun. And these things spin round, in some cases, hundreds of times a second. But we see them because they actually shoot radio waves out from the magnetic poles. And as they spin, they act a bit like a cosmic lighthouse. And so the beam sort of sweeps round and it flashes past your line of sight. And so you see this sort of flash, flash, flash as this thing spins. And if we take that with our telescope and we turn that into a sound, what you hear is a sort of thud, 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 thud as this thing spins. Now, if they're spinning really fast, thud, 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 or even faster than that, you end up with a sort of woo. So you can actually create notes, and what we've done here with Taz and Brian, we've created in effect a sort of symphony of these sounds from space, making chords that are brought into the whole piece to give that whole sort of cosmic background in which you can hear the beautiful singing. And I think for us, one of the things that it worked really well with the overall concept of the piece is that we're actually made of stuff that comes from the stars. So in the whole story that this poem that this piece is partly based around, the Conference of the Birds, where the birds go to see the king of the birds, and eventually they just see a reflection of themselves, and the sort of universe is in themselves. The universe is in us, because sort of most of the atoms that we are made of, every single atom of oxygen you're breathing now was made inside a star. And when that star exploded and chucked this stuff out into space, that formed the stars, the planets. Eventually it did form us. And when we die, our atoms will be recycled back into the universe again. So that whole sense of rebirth and renewal, I think, has a real strong resonance.
Having seen the work again today, I can absolutely see that. And I think it's just such a beautiful idea. And although it's a bit mind-blowing, it's just the beauty of that, and having listened and watched the graphic, it is just really incredible, and it fits in. And that sound that sounds like birds, is that all the stars?
Yeah, that particular sound, the one that sounds a bit like birds, is actually a recording of Jupiter. It's the planet Jupiter, and it's actually caused by electrons and protons, charged particles, whizzing through the magnetic field of the planet Jupiter. And that gives this sort of twinkling noise that we can hear in the radio part of the spectrum.
It just sounded like birds coming into roost.
Yeah,
is that really,
yeah,
really beautiful?
Yeah, no, it's lovely.
Thanks very much, Tim. I'm going to be talking to Taz and Brian as well, but really wonderful to have your take on it.